For the heavenly light is shining on me, on me. The heavenly light is shining on me, on me. Away up yonder in that new bright world, oh, the heavenly light is shining on me. Some have mothers, they are gone, are gone. Away up yonder in that new bright world, oh, the heavenly light is shining on them. Oh, the heavenly light is shining on me, shining on me. The heavenly light is shining on me, on me. Away up yonder in that new bright world, oh, the heavenly light is shining on me. Some have fathers, they are gone, are gone. Away up yonder in that new bright world, oh, the heavenly light is shining on them. Oh, the heavenly light is shining on me, on me. The heavenly light is shining on me, on me. Away up yonder in that new bright world, oh, the heavenly light is shining on me. Some have brothers, they are gone, are gone. Some have brothers, they are gone, are gone. Away up yonder in that new bright world, oh, the heavenly light is shining on them. Oh, the heavenly light is shining on me, on me. The heavenly light is shining on me, on me. Away up yonder in that new bright world, oh, the heavenly light is shining on me. Some have sisters, they are gone, are gone. Some have sisters, they are gone, are gone. Away up yonder in that new bright world, oh, the heavenly light is shining on them. Oh, the heavenly light is shining on me, on me. The heavenly light is shining on me, on me. Away up yonder in that new bright world, oh, the heavenly light is shining on me.
Sunday, December 10th, 2023. Buked and scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. We just heard the wonderful Delmore Brothers. Heavenly Light is Shining on Me from a CD called Classic Cuts, 1933 to 1941. Right now on compilation reissue on the Silver Phonic label, in 2008, just called The Best of Hillbilly Gospel, a good cheapo hillbilly gospel comp. Let's hear the Deal Family with "Twill Be All Glory Over There." And then we're going to mix it up a lot today. And I hope you like the show. I'm going to come in later and talk about what we heard.
There is a city built of jasper. Its walls are decked with jewels rare. Its gates are pearly, its streets are golden. Twill all be glory, glory over there. Twill all be glory, glory over there. Glory, glory over there. host of heaven will greet me. We'll all be glory, glory over there. We'll all be glory, glory over there. We'll all be glory, glory over there. I'll sing Hosanna to my King. We'll all be glory, glory over there.
My friend, I want to call your attention to the second chapter, the Gospel according to St. Luke, and the 42nd verse. When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. This is speaking concerning of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When he was only at the age of 12, his parents carried him to Jerusalem. I saw them even after the feast was over. They were on their way back to their home, supposing him to be in that company. Had gone 3 days journey. They looked for Jesus and they couldn't find him there. I saw them when they returned back to Jerusalem, that he found him there among the lawyers and doctors, asking them questions. Amen. Hallelujah. Concerning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's where we get this song from. Little boy, how old are you? May I sing just the verse of little boy? The little boy grew till he got strong. Loving father kept leading him on. Led him up to do the man. That he time the little boy was gone. Our little boy. But they have to give that little boy praying. Now, little boy.
How old are you?
Now, little boy.
How old are you?
Little boy.
How old are you?
Say it.
I'm only little.
Tell me, little boy.
How old are you?
Tell me, little boy.
How old are you?
Tell me, little boy.
How old are you? Say, I'm only little.
This little boy was a boy among me. Teach him how to live free from sin. When the little boy work was done, Adam was speaking in another tongue. Now the little boy.
How old are you?
Now the little boy.
How old are you?
Now the little boy.
How old are you?
Say,
I'm only little.
Tell me, little boy.
How old are you?
Tell me, little boy.
How old are you?
Tell me, little boy.
How old are you?
What the?
Say, I'm only little.
Trying to steal my joy. The devil trying to steal my joy. The devil trying to steal my joy. Trying to steal my joy. The devil trying to steal my joy. The devil trying to steal my joy. I made it up above God. Hallelujah. Up on the high. trying to steal my joy. The devil trying to steal my joy. The devil trying to steal my joy.
That President Kennedy. Assassin in the window, down in a Texas town. Lord have mercy. He waited till he saw him, then he shot the president down.
Oh, 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 what a shame it was. Oh, oh, what a shame it was. Oh, oh, what a shame it was.
He shot
the president down.
The world became a sphere of solitude and sadness. Rich men and poor men cried when the news came on the radio that President Kennedy had died.
Oh, 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 what a shame it was.
Oh, oh, oh. He was a man of honor, a man who had pride, a man who faced responsibility, had equality in his eyes.
Oh, oh, what a shame it was.
Oh,
the president down.
He shot
the president down.
My mind is on a day that we should never forget. Friday, November 22nd, 1963, President Kennedy lost his life. It makes me want to sing a song that sounds like this. Lord, I know it will sing.
So sad one Friday
Lord,
evening.
Sad.
So sad one Friday
I
evening.
I know it was sad.
So sad one Lord, Friday evening. President Kennedy
Lord,
lost.
Well, he was down in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Speaking
that thought would have it to be. The man went out in Dallas, Texas, was shot by a sniper with a bullet respected. The 12:30 bell began to tone. The whole wide world was left to mourn. Now what,
President?
Ooh, what did sad? All implications showed that he was dead. In her lap she held his head. The blooded stocking that she had to wear. She grieved so much she didn't know it was there. No, it wasn't.
President, ooh, what did sad?
No, the man we trusted it on. Well, about 12:30 getting out of bed, I heard the news that the man was dead. Sought in grief and began to moan. I was bed president, it's time gone on. Lord, what?
President, ooh, what did sad?
Lord, the man we trusted it on.
Maybe I found that rock.
Yeah. in a beautiful land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in a beautiful land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue. It's raining, mother, he's coming after you. It's raining, mother, he's coming after you.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Brother Daniel are the major prophets. And Isaiah was the chairman on the major board. But Isaiah couldn't enroll his name in the roll call of those prophets until he had divine preparation by divine revelation. You may have a material preparation from our many schools, our many colleges, but that will not meet altogether the demand of our Christ. You must have a divine preparation. You must be taught from him a library. God will have to be our dean. In that school. It has included more, than mere knowledge of book learning to be a servant of God. I know that books are the student's guide. The garage companion. The teacher working tool. I know that books are the vessels in the sea of time, which have borne the thoughts from the mind of great men and women, from the moat bounds to antiquity to the graft of the people in the present age. Our lesson this morning, especially to a Christian soldier. The old idea, cultivated by our old folk pal. That you had to see something. Is not just a folkism after all. May I repeat it, please? I said the old idea, cultivated by our parents, that you had to see something. It is not just a phony superstition after all. Sometime now in our churches,
that's right,
in our revivals, so many times, maybe you've heard some minister say, you don't have to see anything. You don't have to hear anything. All you got to do is just to turn around.
from time to time, you don't even have to pray. But you won't find in this Bible that Jesus said pray to be invited. You find here where he said he that believeth is baptized shall be saved. But my friend, that doesn't eliminate prayer, because there ain't no way in the world for you to be converted unless prayer somewhere about it. You may not open your mouth. Nobody may see your lips moving. But you don't have to say a word. Jeremiah said the other day, prayer is a soul sincere desire. Another express. Emotion of a hidden fire trembled in our breath.
That's right.
So before you can become a child of God, you must have a soul desire.
That's right. That's right.
And therefore, having a soul desire, you pray to God. You ought to see something. It's not wrong to see something. It's not wrong to hear something. I don't care what you tell me. I believe it, but I believe it'd be better if I could see the thing. And I know it better for myself. Oh, Moses, the leader of the children of Israel, who led on so well, Lord, 40 years. But Moses had to see something. Yes, what was it? Moses saw a bush on fire, would not be consumed. Yes, in his hand, his staff turned to a serpent. Notwithstanding all his knowledge and wisdom of art, science, and invention in the land of Egypt, he had to see something. Think about it this evening. We called Gideon this evening, another old servant of God. He had to see something.
That's right.
Out yonder, in a saucer one day, and on the ground, around the saucer, before the meeting of the enemy had crossed the valley of Morah. He said one day, getting ready to go on a battlefield. The Lord called him to go out yonder, fight a battle. Philistine army. He didn't have but 32,000 going to fight an army of 115,000. But I heard him say, Lord, I don't have enough around me. The Lord said, I want you to go, Gideon, and I want you to fight my battle. Gideon felt somewhat uneasy with a small army around him. Way out of line, he said to the Lord, I'm willing to go, but I believe you won't see something. He said, now, Lord, the fleece in my hand. I want you to give me a sign. Tonight, I'm going out under the canopy of heaven, fleece in my hand. Walked out that night, he laid on the ground, stepped aside, began talking with Jesus about it. Could you hear him? Jesus, I'm out here, fleece on the ground. I want to know it this evening. You're going to the battlefield with me? If so, give me a sign. If you're going with me, as the dew fall from heaven tonight, let it fall all around my fleece. Be wet all the way around. But let on the fleece be dry. Early the next morning, rose early and walked out, looking around, and saw all the way around the fleece was wet, and all the fleece was dry. and not yet satisfied. Gonna try one more time. Went out the next night, freezing in hand. Oh Lord, I'm out here again. Last night, dew fell all around my wool. Didn't any fall on it. I just want a candle in the night. I want you tonight, Lord. Let the dew fall on my fleece. All the way around be dry. Got up early. Next morning before sunrise. Went out and got the fleece in his hand. Began to wring water out of the wood. Oh, Lord. I believe you're going wrong with me. Walked to the battlefield. Saw him all asleep. Oh, yes. But in his rest that night, when he gone back home, he had a vision that night. He said the next morning, I had a vision last night. In my rest, I saw a man standing on a mountain. Oh, yes. And I saw also a loaf of barley bread come rolling down the mountain. Fell against the army of my enemies. Destroy everybody. Oh, yes. But after all, he wasn't satisfied until he saw something. Oh, yes. Jeremiah, the crying child, he saw one day a ceiling pot. As he got his revelation in divine preparation from my God, from a high heaven, cried so long, cried so loud, down yonder in a dungeon, crying one evening, a colored man went to his rescue and delivered him from a dungeon, standing on the streets in Jerusalem, the people pointed a finger scorn at him as he stood weeping and looking heavenward. But he didn't care a thing about it. Kept on crying. Some called him a weeping child. Some called him a crying child. But I don't blame the old man. The Bible said, he that cry now will live by and by. Oh, Lord. But I heard Jeremiah, when he raised his voice to a high heaven, told everybody in town, I don't mind you let me this gone. It'll be all right for me to cry. One thing I hate about it, I don't have water enough. Oh, how much is it? Oh, Lord, listen to him, brother, and said, oh, one thing I wish, brother Ellen, he said out yonder, oh, that my head on the river water. Oh, my. Well, a fountain of tears. Now I would I cry all day long. All night long. Swing to the door of my people. I just want to see you or something. But I heard old man Isaiah. God got ready for somebody. Oh, yes. The cry loud in Judah. Couldn't find nobody worthy. He cried one evening. Very loud. He didn't call Isaiah's name, but just called for a man. I believe God won't volunteer soldier on the program sometime. I don't mean we're a constable all the time. We should volunteer and glad of God program. God calling pets. Lord, the ceiling. Lord. 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 Lordy, I need somebody. Send Brian Ball in the land of Judah. I need somebody. Oh! I believe, Brian, you ought to be able to tell what happened. If you're a servant on God's program, I believe you ought to be able to tell when you saw him. I believe three things. Christian ought to be able to tell. You ought to be able to tell when. You ought to be able to tell how. You ought to be able to tell why. It happened one day. Let's see, by Paul. Can you tell what happened? Paul said yes. It happened on a highway one day. And I went to the man. That's why it happened. Do you know the time? Yes, sir. But what time was it? At high noon. Yes, it was. King Agrippa. Yeah. It didn't happen in a corner in the broad daytime. I believe, brother, you ought to know when you saw it off. You ought to know where. You ought to know how. Wait a minute, Isaiah. Before I call you, have you seen the Lord? Yes, sir. I saw him. When you see him, Isaiah, I saw him. High. Yes. Lift up. Train for the terminal. Wait a minute, Isaiah. Wait a minute. You just had to see the Lord. Yes. 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 I just said yes. Tell me. Tell me, Isaiah, when you saw the man. I just said, wait a minute. Let me look over my memorandum. I don't remember the month. I don't remember the day. I don't remember the year. I don't remember the year. I can't remember the day.
Yeah.
I don't remember what day it was.
Yeah.
Whether on a Monday or Tuesday. But I want you to know I saw the Lord.
Yeah,
what I tell you. I'm going to write it down in my book. The sixth chapter of Isaiah. Hear what Isaiah told us the folk. As I died, I saw the Lord.
Sure enough, I saw the Lord. I can bear with it this evening.
Well, it's been a long time, but I sure saw the man. Friday evening, I saw the Lord. I'm yet on the program. I'm yet with the sermon. Riding, falling, and I'm going on in the service. As I close this evening, I'm ready. The service is ready. I'm ready. I'm ready in 48. I'm ready. Well, I heard the Lord call me one evening. I heard the voice. I heard the voice. Said, whom shall I send? Who will go for me? I told him, I'll go. Well, I'm weak. But I'm willing. I'll go anyhow. Rising, falling down. If you just hold my hand, I'll go along with you. Hold me. Well, I can't say a word. And I can't preach like I want. Lord, get on my knees. Get full and can't say nothing. Can't say a word. Oh, oh. 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 Oh, I know the man. Do you know him? I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. You're getting ready. There's a little man in the study room now. Catch the sermon. Somebody may hear in Detroit. Somebody may hear in New York. Tell everybody. Tell the king. Yeah, butler is ready. I'm
Sunday, December 10th, 2023. This is Buke to End Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and the hour is almost up. We just heard a Lomax recording made on February 7th, 1948 in Greenville, Mississippi at the Rose Hill Missionary Baptist Church, a sermon with congregational accompaniment by Reverend Butler on being ready for services. I'm sure that's been done more than once. Before that, the Carolina Ramblers did I Got a Home in Beulah Land, a 1932 recording released on Perfect. Before that, from a great cheapo compilation, Classic African-American Gospel on Folkways, we heard Bishop Bowen and the Combined Gospel Choirs doing I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say. Before that, from the excellent SAR Records Story 2 CD box set, we heard the Womack Brothers, Somewhere There's a God. Before that, Bishop Perry Tillis, pretty later in life, A Solid Rock in Jesus. I think that was on one of my comps. Before that, Perry Tillis earlier doing Kennedy Moan, the end of a handful of tracks about Kennedy. Before that, the Tragedy of Kennedy by the Southern Belle Singers. Before that, The Day the World Stood Still, the Sensational Six of Birmingham, Alabama. And of course, the only really sexy song about assassination. I don't know how else to say it. It's an amazing song, the Dixie Nightingale's Assassination. And we started off with the Modern Joshua by the Jewel Gospel Singers. And those were all from African-American Blues and Gospel Songs on JFK. I believe that was a Guido Van Rien compilation. Really essential release. I think this is the version I put on my Last Time Singing compilation, originally 45 on the Savior label. Devil's Trying to Steal My Joy by Prophet G. Lusk. He did record it twice, and he could have recorded it many, many more times, and I would want to hear them all. Before that, from a 1950s reissue of a recording made 20 to 30 years earlier, Preacher with Congregation Getting Nice and Rowdy at the End, Reverend Kelsey, Little Boy. And we started off the set with the Deal family doing All Glory Over There. Let's end now from the Best of Gospel compilation CD, the Best of Gotham Gospel, sorry. Every Day Will Be Sunday by the Zion Harmonizers. Such a beautiful song. I hope you have as great a week as you can. Thanks a lot for tuning in.
After a while,
I'm
every. by.
I know every day will
by and by.
By and
by. By and by.
Oh, Lord.
By.
I want to tell you.
And by.
If I never, never see you no more. Look at him. I'll meet you over on the other shore, and I know it's peace and joy over there.